T-minus 48. 10 Downing Street, London, England. Well into the British evening, Prime Minister John Cole watched the shocking events unfold in Buenos Aires like just about everyone else on the planet, but with an even keener interest than most. It had been close. Too close. All of the personal work he had done to ingratiate himself with Godfrey and all of the political work he had done to ensure the ICA's ball got rolling. Cole shook his head with a feeling somewhere between relief and shock. After all of this work, all that had kept the plan alive, all that had kept Godfrey alive, was the unlikely duo of an alien named Leisha and Dan McCarthy's idiot brother. When it's working out like this, you know it's meant to be, he thought to himself, trying to take the positive of what hadn't happened rather than focus on the negative of just how nearly it had. He would call Godfrey later, likely the next day. Slater would no doubt be all over him like a rash, sending her sycophantic and snake-tongued best wishes while secretly lamenting the fact that Godfrey, likely chairman for life or until he got bored, whichever came first, wasn't out of her way. Cole switched off the TV, ready to call it a night. Slater would be out of his way soon enough, and no amount of brown-nosing to Godfrey could save her from the plan Cole was cooking up.